today's customer is not the same. They'll take a text versus a phone call. They'll answer an email versus a letter. So communicate with the customer the way they want to be communicated with. Some want that traditional phone call, but others just want a text message.
Welcome to Collecting Thoughts, CNR Software's new podcast. We are your one-stop shop for digestible industry news, anecdotes, and advice as told by the boots-on-the-ground industry leaders and subject matter experts. We'll be covering topics across the collection space, technology, and finance. I'm your host, Christina, and I'm happy to have you join us. Today's guest is Daniel Thebus, Senior Business Operations Manager at Dish Network. Daniel has been in the collections business with Dish for over 10 years, working on everything from bankruptcy, credit and ID verification, damage claim resolutions, and more. Dan, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So you've been at Dish for over a decade now. How did you make your way into the telecommunication industry?
Yeah, it was, I kind of fell into it a little bit. I'm born and raised in Colorado, so Dish was a household name. It's first television, like cable television provider that I ever had. So I was familiar with it. And when I was looking for a job outside of college, found that they were headquartered in Colorado. And so it was a good fit for me moving back home. So that's kind of what got me here.
Oh, perfect. And then how did you transition from, you know, you recognize Dish because they're easily recognized by their brand. And then how did you make your way into collection space?
Yeah, so I've been in the billing and credit operations department my entire tenure here at Dish. So we touch every part of the customer's billing and credit journey. And so a lot of familiarity with how the customer billing works. And over time, the opportunity presented itself where we could kind of move into the collection side of the world, which always fascinated me because it's the hardest dollar to collect from the customer. So finding that there's an adventure and kind of the curiosity with how to get to that, I took the opportunity and have run with it ever since.
Nice. That's funny you say that. I've had a few guests say that they really got into collections and enjoyed it because of the challenge. Like it's a puzzle of some sorts that they like being able to crack.
Yeah. I mean, it's different for sure. You know, everyone's different. Every customer's journey is different and kind of what brought them there. And obviously we're trying to find the best way to, you know, meet them where they're at, but also protect the Dish bank account. So
we have a couple topics that we're going to go through today. Customer centricity and technology. So I'll just jump into my questions. Throughout your time in the industry, have you noticed a shift in focus on customer centricity during the collections process?
Yes, I have. I mean, there's a lot of regulations that have come down over the years, and there's a lot more focus on, you know, compassion and meeting the customers where you can. There's a lot of, you know, regulations in favor of the customer. So you have to be creative and work to find a way to kind of meet those customers and find them in a way where it's amicable and they're willing to pay their debt.
Yeah. And Dish is in a unique situation, I would think, right? Because it's not like it's a bank. It's a cable provider. So you're competing with other companies that are trying to give your customers, you know, different deals and discounts and all that stuff. So I would think customer centricity puts into play even more importantly than every other aspect of collections. Customer centricity is very important in all aspects, but you're competing directly with other brands that are trying to get your people.
Yeah, Dish is a uniquely positioned service in that we focus a lot on the rural customer. And I think our credit strategy, so you mentioned the credit piece of it, we shifted focus years ago to kind of really attract the customers that are really beneficial for us. So we're not really seeking out those credit jumpers, those people jumping for those offers. We're trying to find the good customers that are really unique and benefit from our brand. We're not just going to cast a wide net and see who lands. We look for the ones that really the service fits them. And so I think that's translated into some better long-term customers. And then when we do have a situation where a customer does go delinquent and get into the collections path, I think we could work with them a little bit more because we've shown throughout their time with us that we've worked with and found ways that are beneficial for them to enjoy our service. So,
Since we're on this topic, I'm going to jump around a little bit. How have you seen the collections process positively impact a customer's view of Dish? So kind of expanding upon what you were just saying.
Yeah, I mean, so regulation plays a big part of it, right? Regulation comes down to help customers out and protect them in the space. And we partner with a lot of great agencies that put compassion and transparency at the forefront of how they operate and collect. It's not a fun conversation to have. You owe money to somebody. It is rightfully due in most cases, and you need to find a way to get that collection to happen. But over the time, you catch more, you know, flies with honey, as it were. And so finding a way to meet those customers and really empathize with their situation and find solutions and to kind of work together to get to an amicable resolution, whether it be a settlement or otherwise. And so what we do from a customer-centric perspective is we really look for those partners that we work with in the agencies, because we are partners, and who are those that are going to best put our brand forward when representing us when talking to the customer. So
what is, would you say, is kind of an unexpected part of the collections process that can shift a customer's perspective on Dish or any company? Would you say, I know you touched a little bit on great partners, having good technology. I got to imagine it's also the agents that can put a play in it, like how the agents are trained to interact with these customers, especially the more vulnerable ones.
I think it's interesting, right? So an agent can both make or break that interaction. And so we do a lot of quality assurance and monitoring in that respect. But our customer base skews kind of an older population. And so we're dealing with a different type of communication path. Today's customer might be more prone to using a text or email communication. We definitely see success in that digital strategy. But we have a lot of customers who are very used to that face-to-face or the over-the-phone interaction. So having an agent who is able to explain and walk a customer through their billing issues, whether it's explaining a charge or explaining a kind of some things that they can do to reduce their bill, having that conversation is very beneficial. So the agents play a huge role in that customer journey, being able to articulate and provide that information. So that transparency of here's exactly what's going on, so that the customer knows at the end of the conversation that I understand why I'm paying what I'm paying and what is it going to do as a response. So we definitely rely a lot on making sure the agents are putting the best foot forward and representing our brand well, because they're calling, working for us.
Yeah. And especially with the target audience that you were talking about, I'm sure that these people are really used to, like you said, being on the phone. They really want their kind of hand to be held, for lack of a better phrasing, throughout this process. Yeah. Because, you know, whether it's their first time in delinquency or they're in a particularly vulnerable situation, it's finding that balance between having that really great agent and then pairing them with technology that supports their role so they can fully focus on the customer, where maybe other tasks are handled for them using the technology.
Yeah. I mean, I would say to be able to reach these customers and kind of walk them through the process is definitely a unique situation for sure. And yeah, we do offer, even for the agent experience, we do offer a lot of information and resources that allow them to do their job better with scripting and better, you know, targeted ways to approach a conversation to diffuse the situation or to provide more clarity to a customer.
So on the topic of technology, throughout your time in the business, how have you seen the use of technology evolve in the collections process? Is there anything 10 years ago that, you know, thinking now is wildly different?
You know, in kind of in my time with collections world, I think the big changes we've seen recently is the introduction of more text and email targeted campaigns, right? So traditionally, you're using physical mail lettering, you're doing a lot of outbound calling, and that was kind of what you saw. That was in the marketplace, that's what you were doing. Today's customer is not the same. They'll take a text versus a phone call. They'll answer an email versus a letter. So it's really adopting that and working with the way the customer works. I think at the end of the day, the biggest thing that you're trying to solve for is communicate with the customer the way they want to be communicated with. Some want that traditional phone call, but others just want a text message. It's a lot easier for them to self-serve at that point. So that's another piece of technology that has changed. You know, give them a notification that you owe a bill and here's kind of where you can find some information. But if you want to go take care of it on your own time, you can do so and you can avoid that difficult conversation or that uncomfortable conversation with an agent. And so I think that's the biggest thing that you've seen that shift in is, again, that transparency and compassion to the customer and meeting them where they want to be met and giving them the resources so that they can, you know, have some dignity in the process, because that's ultimately what we want, is that to show that empathy and to give them the ability to retain the dignity, because, you know, they're in a collection event and that's not always the funnest thing to be.
Yeah, absolutely. I had another guest recently who mentioned, you know, the customers want to pay, so just let them pay. It's helping them find the way to get them to pay, right? Like which communication will resonate with them or that they'll even see. We're so used to ignoring, you know, phone calls nowadays, yeah, or deleting an email. Yeah. So it's figuring out which one will actually resonate with them because they want to pay.
Yeah. It's definitely interesting. And that's the part that's kind of exciting is, okay, so let's use all this journey orchestration and see kind of where to
going back to the puzzle piece of why you got into collection.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a problem that and there's a lot of different ways to solve it. The traditional way is collect the money, but maybe it's something upstream that gets them before they even get to that delinquent status. And so.
Absolutely. And is there anything about free delinquency that you want to touch on at all? Just going along with the empathy, if you can help them before they even get to the delinquency part.
Yeah. I mean, it's a difficult kind of line to toe in terms of that pre-delinquency status. But essentially, what I do and manage is our bad debt. And so if I can get a customer to not have to get to a charged off status, and if I can kind of reach them where they can restart their account, maybe right-size them into a better package, or offer some type of flexibility or some strategic or creative way to allow them to maintain and use the television program that they love and kind of continue down that path in a way that's still a little bit more beneficial for them. Like, that's the things that we're looking for. So in that pre-delinquency stage, it's a lot of that journey orchestration. And so partnering with our collections agencies about some of their digital strategies that they might do, but also looking at kind of like what our billing system can offer and operate with. And maybe it's looking at kind of what their history is and what types of shows and kind of having those conversations with the customer. What is it you really enjoy about this service? And how can we curtail our, you know, programming offers to that versus just a huge $100, $200 bill when you're not enjoying all the content? So that's the interesting line that we're trying to toe right now is, obviously, we're in a business that we want to provide service to a customer, but how do we do it in a way that the customer is also getting all that they want out of that relationship? And so that's some of the stuff that we've started to look into more as kind of regulations have come down and being a lot tougher. You know, the customer has a lot of choices to pay, you know, and TV's not always top of the wallet. So sometimes they have to make those decisions. So how do we maybe stave off that charge off event to retain the customer? And those are the things that we're looking at now.
Mm-hmm. That's some great customer service. I only watch Food Network. If I could just have a plan that is just Food Network, that was great.
Yeah.
Food Network and football, yeah. All I use my cable
yeah.
for.
There you go. It's a tough world. Yeah, there's a lot of programmers and programming things, so it's not as easy as that would be. But
yes.
You know, there's definitely some ways that we can structure it in the way that you can enjoy what you want to enjoy. Because at the end of the day, it's an escape for some people, and it's, you know, it's a relaxation. So how do you meet them where they can still feel relaxed and not stressed? So
yeah, absolutely. Do you have any unique stories that you would like to share?
Nothing unique. I think the biggest thing is just it goes back to the partners that we work with. We have a lot of agencies that, you know, before I entered the collections world, you know, you get this whole mindset of what a collection agency is and kind of what a collector is. And, you know, working closely with these guys, these agencies and the pride that they have. I mean, that's not really a unique story, but it's one that I wouldn't have expected going into this world, is that they truly care about the customer. They really are trying to put the best foot forward to reach the customer how they can. Obviously, they have a job to do to go out and get a collection event, but it's really the pride and the compassion that we see. That's, I think, the bigger thing that I took away from this. And that's the unique story I would say, is that it's not what you would expect to see. And I think that was the biggest realization I had, is when you walk into this world, there's the people that generally care about the customer on the other end of the line. And you know, it's important for us as a business, it's important for Dish to make sure our customers are taken care of, but it's also important to see and really nice to see that the agencies out there doing this also genuinely care about the overall experience for the customer.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I just joined the company and the collections business last August, not this past August, August before that. So coming in as a consumer and someone new to the industry, I feel like we all have our, you know, assumptions. But interviewing so many collections and collections managers, they're all so passionate about their job and they all really care. And they'll tell me that they love asking about so-and-so's family because they mentioned that on a previous call. And it has been really nice to see, like, they're all very passionate and they want to help everybody just like the customer wants to be helped.
Yeah. It's refreshing. Let's just put it that way. It was something that I genuinely appreciate. I've had similar experiences. They do follow up and care about kind of outside of work, how you're doing. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Daniel, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate your time.
Yeah. Thank you.